From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to this edition of the Mike McCarthy Show. I'm Lance Allen alongside Larry McCarron and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. And Mike, the important thing is your goal is still in front of you. Win the NFC North. And it's almost like a playoff game against the Bears.
No doubt about it. This is the final. This is the final game of the regular season. It's the final opportunity to get into the playoffs. We looked at the Pittsburgh game as a semifinal game. We've been accommodated with some other circumstances, but we're in the finals. You know, it's the final game. We're playing our arch rival, the Chicago Bears. We're obviously very excited about this opportunity.
Mike, if we could go back to the Steeler game for a moment, or maybe more, that last sequence at the goal line, the false start, the time off the clock, that whole situation, are you comfortable with the way that was handled?
Well, you know, I have not reviewed the videos, the taping of this show yet, because we've obviously moved on right into the Chicago preparation. But you know, really at that time, it's the play before kind of put us in a tough situation because we had a run called. I was a little worried, don't want to leave a whole lot of time left on the clock. We get the false start, so we're in a runoff situation there. Ted Sarah, I thought our players did a great job getting aligned. Frankly, the mechanics of the umpire and the head referee, they didn't have their best night mechanically, particularly when we were in no huddle. I mean, our operation was really up and down. I felt like that wasn't as clean as you would like there. Matt changed the play to his left, so it became the last play of the game. I'm comfortable with the play call, and I'm comfortable with the play that Matt changed to. But frankly, at 10 seconds, you know, I felt that if with us being on the ball, play called, we're set. If the mechanics are a little cleaner, we potentially get two plays there.
To follow up on that, Mike, I know a lot of guys in the locker room were talking about how the umpire was kind of like hovering over the ball, and Evan Dietrich Smith felt like he couldn't snap the ball when obviously he was ready to snap the ball. Is that an issue that you brought up with the players or with the officials later?
Well, I haven't talked to anybody about it yet, but it's just like when an offense plays against a defense and vice versa, each officiating crew is different. I mean, their mechanics are different. Some guys are better than others. Some umpires flow better than others. Some umpires are quicker than others. And it's just the reality of the game. The mechanics of officiating, particularly when you're a no-huddle offense, particularly in a two-minute situation with the game on the line, you know, you'd like to see a quick operation.
Mike, speaking of officiating, have you ever experienced getting a 23-yard field goal blocked and then winding up first and goal after that happened? That was kind of one of the odd things in that ball game.
Clearly a very odd play, and you know, it's the technicality of the rule book that shows its face in times like that. Frankly, it was nice to be on the right side of a situation like that. I mean, obviously a big play for Pittsburgh, you know, blocking the kick and you know, giving us an opportunity. But hey, you know, we talked about that as a football team. We felt that this was a game, particularly the officiating report coming into the game, how it was going to be officiated, the weather. I felt it factored in the second half that the ball was going to be, you know, there's going to be some crazy plays in this game that we just had to keep playing and keep playing, and our guys did that, you know. But the reality is, I mean, the two pre-snap penalties down the stretch here really hurt us.
Mike, you're really good about keeping the drama out of the locker room, keeping an even keel, but when you realize that at the time when you left the field, your destiny was not in your hands, and all of a sudden everything changes with the Bears' loss, how do you talk to your team? How do you approach that with your team that you've got new life?
Well, I first off, when I talked to the team Monday, I'm going to have to apologize to them because I didn't know Detroit lost the game when I spoke to the team. So my message was different, and we got a new opportunity, and you know, it's a matter how things change so quickly. But that's the NFL. I mean, this is a it's a crazy league. I mean, just stick around. Something's going to change.
Mike, the Bears get absolutely hammered by the Eagles. Now, as you prepare for the Chicago game, does their previous game enter into that, the psychology of it? Hey, they're going to be breathing fire because they got their butts kicked, or like, who cares, here's what they do, and it's going to just a different entity. Does that game play any role?
You know, really, Larry, we're at a point with our football team, we've had so much change, we've had so many challenges. We're gonna line up and we're gonna play our game. I'm not really concerned what they did last week. I'm not really concerned what they've done in our last game, because teams change, almost quarterly in this league. We're a different team than we were 4 weeks ago. We're a different team than we were 10 weeks ago. So we need to make sure with our resources that we give these players the best opportunity to win. So we're going to Chicago to win the NFC North Championship, and we're going to do it our way.
Mike, looking back at the Steelers game, are there things toward the end of the game that you need to maybe clean up a little bit, in the sense that the offside on the field goal with Nick Perry, obviously you just can't do that in that situation?
Well, I mean, there's no excuse for pre-snap penalties. I mean, you can sit there and complain all you want. Pittsburgh snapper had drawn, the offsides five different times coming into our game. So it was an emphasis. He has a little move he does with his fingers over the ball, and he got Nick. And, obviously if we kick a field goal there, or they kick a field goal there, it's a different game after Micah Hyde's return. So, I mean, those kind of situations, pre-snap penalty is just no excuse for it.
And uncharacteristically, you're not an overly penalized team, but penalties did hurt you in this one. I'm thinking of the one on B.J. Raji. There were a couple holding calls that hurt. It was very uncharacteristic of your football team.
Yeah, I mean, it's, once again, I'm not going to sit here and, talk about officials all day, because, God, what a diner that would be. But, you don't really expect to get into a game like that late in season. Those kind of calls, you expect two football teams fighting and scratching to get in the playoffs, to let them play a little bit. So, BJ's, I haven't seen on film, but from what I'm told, it was totally unnecessary throwing the punches. If he did throw the punches, he's likely going to get ejected from the game. But, those holding penalties, I don't think we ever overcome those long down the distance situations. But because other than that, we moved the ball very well on offense.
Next up, we'll talk more about this big matchup coming up against Chicago in Chicago. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show. And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, unfortunately, we have to talk about a couple of injuries, one being Clay Matthews re-injuring that thumb.
I mean, you feel awful for Clay. He pretty much, it's a similar injury to the first one, on the sack, and we haven't have any further information, but I would think that he's probably done for the year.
Mike, it's kind of like the 800-pound gorilla in the room, the whole Aaron Rodgers, Matt Flynn quarterback situation for the Bear game. Is it another week of the same thing, or can you bring us up to date in how you're going to approach that thing?
Well, I mean, it's not going to be the same thing. I mean, I'm perplexed over my vocabulary being picked apart. But, I mean, we have to – to do the evaluation like we did last week. There's medical information that we have to go through, and ultimately, the organization, which is represented by Ted Thompson and I, will make a decision for Aaron. I mean, Aaron has clearly expressed that he wants to play. Aaron's clearly expressed that he's willing to take the risk. Pat McKenzie's given us a medical risk assessment, and Ted Thompson and I will make a decision. I mean, that's how it's been. That's how it always is in these type of spots. And once again, sometimes you have to protect the player from the player. We fully plan on winning this game. How we go about it, time will answer that question.
And Mike, it's still the great unknown, but is there a chance that Aaron could play this week?
There's always a chance, Lance.
So you just have to kind of take the week out and evaluate it and just see where he's at.
You have to look at all the information. I mean, it's about assessing risk and ultimately making a calculated decision. And then it's as simple or it's as hard as that. That's why you sit in a big chair. You got to make tough decisions like this. I think Aaron's handled it very well. I mean, he's chomping at the bit. He's practiced very well the last 2 weeks. Larry, you're at practice. I mean, so he's doing – the guy's done everything he possibly can to get on the field. I mean, I don't know what else to say about him as a player. His toughness, his preparation, what he's doing in the weight room. But at the end of the day, Ted Thompson and I have to make that call.
Mike, I got a long question for you. Like on a weekly basis, we kind of sit down in the green room and talk about football sometimes kids. And back in the Super Bowl year, you guys had just lost like three of your last four. You had games coming up against the Giants and the Bears just to get in. and you're talking about things, and in my brain I'm thinking, you guys got to win a game, get back on track, and you end the conversation and say, we got to get to the Super Bowl. At the moment, I thought you were crazy. Okay, and that's exactly what you did. Now, after the Lions game, we're in the same cubbyhole, okay, and we're talking about whatever, and you said at that point, and this is, go back to after the Lions game in Detroit. I mean, everything was gloom and doom. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you said, we got to get it to Chicago. Now, it's been an interesting route, but you have gotten it to Chicago. And I guess at the end of the day, my question is, do sometimes as the head coach, you got to say, don't confuse me with the facts. I know my guys and I know what we can do. Because how do you maintain those attitudes?
Well, I think it's definitely being in tune with the pulse of your football team. I mean, when I refer to many challenges, we've had a lot. I mean, but I get to see how they respond to them every single day. Teams that practice together and have the opportunity to play games in a sequence together, they improve. And I felt like we were going to have that opportunity this week. But, you know, we've had two big injuries again to Johnny Jolly and now Clay Matthews. And, you know, we have some other guys next. So, I mean, we have to get healthy. We know how to play the Chicago Bears. I mean, they're a very good football team. I think this is the best that I've ever seen them play on offense. You know, so they're doing very well. They're different than the way they've been in the past. But, you know, it's about the opportunity to improve, and I see a team that just—they do everything you ask. Their attitude's always the right way. They got excellent work ethic. So, when you have those things in place, I think you have more than a chance. You know, I feel very good about our football team, and we got more hurdles to get over this week, but we'll be ready in Chicago.
Speaking of a guy with excellent work ethic, Eddie Lacy comes in and breaks John Brockington's rookie rushing record for a season, and he just keeps on a going.
Yeah, Eddie's a heck of a football player. There's no doubt about it. You know, his touchdown run was special. You know, just his desire to get into the end zone, twisting and turning. So, just real excited about what he's done. Just got to get him healthy because we got a big game in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. While we're talking about individuals, Mike, a guy I want to bring up is Micah Hyde. I don't know if there's been a more productive or versatile fifth-round draft choice in the history of the Green Bay Packers.
I'll tell you what, Micah Hyde's a heck of a football player. I thought that was very evident, clearly, in training camp. I mean, you talk about a young man, you know, being moved around nickel dime and trying to compete, special teams. He's always, you know, has a knack. And I think you really see the naturalness of players on special teams because, you know, it's a wide-open game, and you get yourself in some tough positions. And then look what he's done as a returner. I mean, that was a huge, huge play. I mean, he gave us a chance to win that game.
Next up, Mike and Larry break down a touchdown run on the Telestrator. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show.
Corliss in motion to the left. Flynn inside handoff. Cone straight up the middle. Touchdown! And he spikes the football.
Welcome back. Time to talk some X's and O's with Mike. And Mike, two straight James Starks runs in the fourth quarter have given you a first and goal from the one. And as a play caller in chief, you are thinking what?
Give the ball to John Kuhn. This is a very good play for us. It's a misdirection dive play. We've gotten into a goal line formation. This is part of our goal line package here. It was actually our primary number one run we felt going into the game. So you can see Andrew Corliss right here. We're going to send him in motion, and we're going to bring Palomao with him. So, and with that,
let's roll the tape and
roll
see that.
Roll the tape. And really, the key is getting the action from the full flow from the linebacker, and this is the key block on the backside with Donnie Barclay. So you can see the action over here. You got exactly what you want. The linebacker accommodates. Donnie takes his man inside. Marshall does a great job cutting off the backside, and it's a walk-in for John Kuhn.
Certainly is, and if we could run it back to just prior to the snap, something about the quick handoffs, the running back in this case, John Kuhn, doesn't have a whole lot of time to read what's going on up front. Does that bug you at all?
Oh, not at all, because, I mean, actually, this is a very natural run for John. John is a very good, what we refer to as a tight zone runner. So you have three types. You have tight inside zones that primarily hit in that spot. Then you have your inside zones that primarily hit hit there that can also cut back. And then you have your outside zones. So, you know, John is built for the tight zone, the belly plays, and this is he does this very well. And you can see it's very natural for him. He's reading Donnie Barclay. The hat goes inside. Marshall gets the cutoff on the backside. And that's exactly what you're looking for. Linebacker flows with the flow of James Stark.
And, Mike, does this qualify as one of those plays just the way you drew it up?
That's just the way you drew it. It's just the way you drew it up, but let's be honest. It's very well executed on the backside. And, John, like I said, that's a very easy run for him.
Certainly is, and brought you back from a 10-point fourth quarter deficit to tie it up at 31. Well done by the Green Bay Packers. Coming up, more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Each week we ask you for your opinion on Twitter. And this week, Mike, the play of the game, according to the fans, A.J. Hawk's interception. You were down 10, a much-needed play to get you back in it.
Great football play, great play by A.J., but I think that play particularly was a huge momentum swing for us because, you know, Pittsburgh was kind of taking charge there in the third quarter, and that was a huge, huge play by A.J. I mean, it really flipped it around, and obviously we had a chance to go down there and score.
Mike, I don't understand the whole Twitter thing, but a guy on my own personal list, and his numbers are just okay. I mean, he's 21st in gross punting average, 10th in net,
Yeah. And
nothing wrong with that, but they don't jump off the page at you. But over the course of the season, I just think Tim Mastey has had a heck of a year.
I would not trade Tim Mastey for anybody. I don't think people realize how special of an athlete and a punter he is. I mean, obviously, when you kick in Green Bay, Wisconsin, you're not going to have, you know, great numbers. I mean, Mason has done some special things for kicking up in this weather, and Tim's the same way. So he's an excellent tackler too. I mean, Tim's just one of those guys. A heck of an athlete. You go down there, he's winning the ping pong table. I mean, the guys, he does things that extraordinary. So I think he's having a heck of a year. His ball placement, the way he handles that, has really detailed his work here the last couple of years.
Safe a touchdown with that tackle. And another guy that maybe gets overlooked a little bit, James Starks has really been running hard the last few weeks.
I think James has run hard all year. It's just he hasn't had as many opportunities really because of the success of Eddie Lacy. So I know James had that big run in 2010, but I think this is James Starks' best year, clearly based on, his opportunities have been limited, but I think this is James' best year so far.
Relative newcomer and not a household name, but Victor Ayewa seems to have some snap to his game. Huh?
Oh, big time, yeah. Victor will tear your head off now. He's he's a great example of bringing a young man into the program, seeing the opportunity to work through the practice squad, competing every single day. I mean, you ask any of the offensive players, I mean, he gives you everything he has every single day. And then when he was given his opportunity, I think it was in Detroit, I mean, he was extremely productive. So goes down and, splits two, makes plays, great effort. Victor's doing a heck of a job for us.
Next up, the final segment. We'll get you set for those Bears on the Mike McCarthy Show. And we are back with the final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, it is like a playoff game against the Bears because you got to win to get into the playoffs. What would that mean to you after all you've been through this year?
It'd mean we're the NFC North champions. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be playing in the playoffs, which is our expectation. We started this season. We started this run. You know, every year's different. I think it's so evident in the NFL. These games aren't played on paper, on stat sheets. These games aren't played on a computer. I mean, you got to line up and play each and every week. That's why I think it's the most competitive professional sports league in the world. I mean, you have to bring it each and every week, and obviously both teams are going to bring it Sunday.
Mike is a tough, hard-nosed coach from Pittsburgh. Going to give the guys Christmas off to spend time with their families?
Absolutely. We're gonna adjust our schedule. This is something that's planned ahead of time. We're gonna take our Wednesday work and do it on Tuesday. Players are normally off on Tuesday, so we're gonna work Monday, Tuesday, and the whole football operations will be off Wednesday, and we'll be back at it on a normal schedule on Thursday.
Well, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and yours, Mike.
What'd you get your wife for Christmas?
A lot of jewelry.
Really?
Yeah. You better ask her and see if that's true.
That's the easy way.
Oh, come on.
Nothing yet. I got to hustle.
Larry's still got chopping to do. Well, good luck against the Bears, Mike.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. All right. Merry Christmas to everybody out there, and happy holidays. And hopefully we'll be talking about a Bears victory after this week. We're watching the Mike McCarthy Show. Thanks for watching.